It's not confirmation. This is what it's not. It's not membership, water baptism. Yeah, you know, some people get baptized in water. They think they're all right. I know of a group. They think unless you baptized by them, you ain't saved. Oh, pitiful, pitiful, pitiful. And they're strong on it. Then I know another group. If you're not baptized our way, by our formula, you're not saved. See, none of this new birth. We'll talk about it in just a minute. He said the new birth, said not membership, water baptism, the taking of sacrament, observing religious duties and intellectual reception of Christianity, oxidants of faith, going to church, saying prayer, reading the Bible, being moral, being cultural or refined, doing good deeds, doing your best, or any of the many other things some men are trusting in to save them. Think of one way to get saved. He said, Nicodemus, whom Jesus addressed concerning the new birth, possessed most of these qualities we just list. But Jesus said to him, you must be born again. The thief on the cross and others Jesus forgave while on earth was saved without these things. That thief was dying. He said, what did that thief say? Lord, remember me. That's all he said. What did Jesus say? This day, thou shalt be with me in paradise. See, that's what you want to do is get this in your spirit so you'll know how to tell a person so they won't be confused. They'll know they're born again. See, it's not just for me to just teach you and do it on my own. We the whole body to take this message to the world. Because this is the first and foremost message to be preached. Every truth in the Bible has its place and order. But Jesus came first to do what? His first order was to set me to save. And once you get a person saved, because if he's not saved, he can't claim, you can't teach him how, you can't disciple an unsaved person. You can teach him all you want to, and then you just waste your time. Because once you get to telling him all that, he's going right back to what he's doing. Right back to what he's doing. Amen. So he said, so he went on to say, they simply did the one necessary thing. They accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior by repenting and turning to God with their whole heart as a little child. One who is born again will automatically have external evidence of a good life. Something affect you. I know you may not know how to live all that, but you can't keep living like you did before you got saved. If you are still living just like you did before you got saved, something didn't happen. Something just didn't click. But what you have to do is teach that person, because they got a lot of habits and they don't know. You got to teach them, because the Word of God is the only thing that can teach and grow the person up in that new life that he just received. The Word of God. That's why you have to teach them. Amen. So if we move on, praise God. What God want in these last days, and why we pray. See that and see, he talks about the glory. He talks about the anointing, the spirit, the anointing, the glory, the blessing. What we want, that we are so in tune, so committed, so filled with God and his passion and his love. That it has control of us, and the flesh is crucified. Our minds are renewed. That's what we do. That's our life. Even on the job when we're working, we spend time thinking about the things of God, how to reach the lost. God sent a labor across it. Use me today. I'm available. Because you got to admit, we got some stuff we got to grow up. We just ain't bold as we ought to be, aren't we? And then until we challenge those areas, come on. Until we challenge those areas with the Word of God, we'll stay right there and be comfortable, won't we? How many of you that you know you love to eat and you never challenge it and you just kept eating? But when you challenge it, what happened? You had opposition in that challenge, didn't you? But your mind be telling, I wish you hadn't have done that. Because I'm comfortable where I am. And so God has been so good to us. Can y'all admit to that? God has been so good to us. But I think we've gotten too comfortable and we got focused on other things and complaining about things we ought to be giving God thanks about his goodness. Because we don't watch it. They keep church. They in church too long. Like we hold church all day long and all the week. You can't go 5 minutes. You in church too long. I wonder what that sinner's doing when he goes to hell. He's crying out for eternity, never to get away. Did I do a good enough job when I witnessed to him? Lord, what I need to do, because I know I'm not doing my best. I'm not going to stay here. I'm going to challenge myself. I'm going to challenge you. You see what I'm saying? Because people, there never been a time. I never dreamed I'd see these days. How about you? Anybody? I never thought I'd see what I'm seeing. Oh, come on now. I mean, back when I was in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, man, I ain't thinking, and now here's 2018. Man, I ain't never, somebody fast forward me up here, I say, you lying to me. That's why I know Jesus is coming soon. And we just can't be comfortable and just sort of chug along and take things lightly and try to just be satisfied just getting by and just doing. And time a little something go wrong, we complain. I stopped it. Oh, my goodness. I used to complain about this and that and that and that and grumble about that. Ooh, the life is too. That's too much to do to be even paying any attention to that. Are y'all in the house?